This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. Community and private gardens account for less than 1% of the vacant land on Detroit's Lower East Side. That's according to a new analysis by the University of Michigan. Despite the amount of vacant land and the city's image as a hub of urban agriculture, the relatively low level of private and community gardens on the Lower East Side is surprising, according to the study's lead author, Joshua Newell. Detroit's Lower East Side has one of the city's highest vacancy levels. To maximize benefits such as better access to fresh food and reduced stormwater runoff, the study recommends scattering future gardens instead of clustering them in a few places. The study says that would counter gentrification effects when green space is expanded. The city's Lower East Side borders the Detroit River and includes the Indian Village, Jefferson Chalmers, and East Village neighborhoods. Some Lower East Side residents say they plant gardens primarily for social benefits, such as building community and reducing blight, rather than for food production. Some Detroiters who initially said last June that they were very unlikely to get the COVID-19 vaccine ended up receiving their first dose later in the year. That's according to a new survey by the University of Michigan. 64% of survey respondents said they were early adopters of the vaccine and received their first dose by June 2021. More than 10% of Detroit respondents, the wait and seers, got their first dose between June and December. About 25% of respondents were still unvaccinated at the end of last year. Researchers say that suggests there is room to persuade those who are hesitant to get the vaccine. The Detroit City Council approved a revised recreational marijuana license ordinance on Tuesday. It paves the way for processing and approving applications for licenses to grow or process cannabis. The measure will reserve half the licenses for social equity applicants. It goes into effect on April 20th. Detroit City Council President Pro Tem James Tate authored the ordinance. He says passage of the ordinance was a long time coming after years of trying to address inequities. In 2021, a federal judge blocked previous legislation that prioritized longtime Detroit residents after it was challenged. The City of Detroit is reminding residents to file their taxes now to claim their refunds. They say that's especially important for those with child dependents, so they can get the child tax credit. The tax laws have changed this year. Now the child tax credit is fully refundable, so anyone can access it regardless of whether they have income. Ketanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed to the Supreme Court. The 51-year-old's federal appeals court judge becomes the first Black female justice to be confirmed by the Senate for the High Court. The vote was 53-47, mostly along party lines, but with three Republicans supporting her. Jackson will take her seat when Justice Stephen Breyer retires this summer. Her appointment doesn't change the ideological balance of the 6-3 conservative-dominated court. Her first term will include cases involving race, both in college admissions and voting rights. Thank you for joining us on the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News.